USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says the United States stands with the people of Cuba after protests broke out on the streets over the weekend.
The United States stands firmly with the people of Cuba as they assert their universal rights. And we call on the government of Cuba, to refrain from violence and their attempts to silence the voice of the people of Cuba.
This as the communist government in Cuba has intensified its crackdown against demonstrators and activists, deploying security forces across the country and arresting at least 80 people, many of those whose whereabouts are unknown. At least 59 Texas House Democrats are fleeing the state to deny the Republican-controlled legislator the quorum necessary to pass voting legislation during a special session. Some of the House Democrats say they'll visit with federal lawmakers in Washington, D.C. USA Radio News.
Ashley Quintana is the public policy manager at Facebook, and she is here with us to share some information on the COVID-19 vaccine. Ashley, can you share with us this unique program that started in California?
In April, we launched a program to support pop-up vaccine clinics in low-income and underserved communities around California. Today, we're sharing that we've expanded that program to Austin, Boston, Chicago, New York, Seattle, and Washington, D.C. It's really important for us to support the communities near our offices, and this is one way we can do that.
As of right now, where does this endeavor originate from?
Near our headquarters in Menlo Park, we're also teaming with local nonprofits to operate a mobile vaccination truck. Each Friday and Sunday, the truck will park at nearby schools and community spaces.
Ashley, thank you so much for all this great information and this great service you're providing. Could you please tell us where we can go for more information?
Check out www.about.sb.com/news for all the details.
The price of gasoline continues to rise. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens has the story.
Gasoline analyst Trilby Lundberg tells us there's been an increase of a nickel a gallon for a national average of 3.21.
Most of this nickel comes from a recovery of gasoline margins by refiners and retailers. Oil prices had gone up last time, and we didn't get the brunt of that until now.
That national average of 3.21 is 97 cents higher from a year ago prices.
Millions of people trying to beat the heat in the West will feel a slight cool down on Monday. Las Vegas and parts of California and Utah hit record highs over the weekend, but they will fall back toward average temperatures today. Even Death Valley is expected to drop almost 10 degrees after hitting 130 on Friday. This is the third heat wave in the region. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah.
The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Wildfires continue to rage out west. Two firefighters dying Saturday after their aircraft crashed while trying to contain the Cedar Basin fire in Arizona. Meanwhile, the largest wildfire burning in California continues to burn. The Beckwith Complex fire has scorched over 86,000 acres and expands to Nevada as it forces more evacuations near the Sierra Nevada mountain range. A former governor who many say defined state politics dies at the age of 93.
Edwin Edwards, the charming Louisiana governor from 1972, who blew off corruption allegations until he went to prison in 2002, died at a hospice on Monday at the age of 93.
I last lived in Crowley in 1972 when I left to go to Baton Rouge to be in the governor's mansion. I've been away a long, long time. I've been away far too long, and I'm happy to be back in this wonderful, beautiful community, the rice capital of the world.
In 1991, the Democrat Edwards ran against KKK leader David Duke. The dilemma was captured on a pro-Edwards bumper sticker, "Vote for the crook. It's important." Mr. Edwards went to prison for 8 years, convicted of extortion in the awarding of state casino licenses. Louisiana flags will be flown at half-staff through the day of his internment. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.